More bad news on the climate change front. Apparently, it's hitting us harder and sooner than predicted. The World Meteorological Organization has released a landmark report ahead of the UN Climate Summit in New York. Here's what the organization's Climate Science Advisory Group's co-chair, Lena Srivastava, says.
In the science community, a greater recognition of the fact that climate impacts are hitting harder and sooner than what climate assessments had estimated almost a decade ago.
Professor Mark Howden is the director of the ANU's Climate Change Institute and also a vice chair of the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. He's in Monaco at the IPCC event and joins me now. Thank you so much for your time.
Evening, Patricia.
What are the key points in this report?
The key point that was just made then is that the climate is changing, and it's changing faster in some respects than we thought it might. The global temperatures are going up pretty consistently with our projections, but changes in extremes and changes in sea level are going up faster than we expected, and that's having really significant impacts right across the globe and particularly in Australia.
How dangerous is this, and what does this mean for human and other life on Earth?
Well, I guess there's different perspectives on that. The science perspective says that climate change brings a whole range of risks as well as some opportunities in some cases. And those risks are manifold. They apply to human systems and natural systems right across the globe, from the Antarctic to the equator and up to the Arctic. And so everywhere is affected in one way or the other. The other part of that risk profile is the change that we may make in terms of greenhouse gas emissions and how that plays out in terms of our national and local economies. And at the moment, the discussion very much centres around that as a cost and a risk, whereas the discussion could equally be about opportunities and benefits associated with getting on the front foot.
The report will be presented to world leaders at the UN summit later today. How do you expect or hope they'll respond?
Well, I guess the anticipation from the organisers is that this will help ramp up global ambition in terms of reducing greenhouse gas emissions, which, of course, is the driver of the human-induced climate changes we're seeing. The challenge there, of course, is that in 2015 with the Paris Agreement, governments across the world made commitments to reduce their emissions. But in fact, since then, the emissions have gone up, and they've gone up particularly last year. They went up 2.7%, and this year it looks like they're going to go up again. And so we're not actually achieving the goals that we set in 2015. So hopefully this will get people focused on the opportunities of reducing emissions.
Mark, you're at an approval session for the next IPCC special report on the oceans. What can we expect to see in that?
I think the science is very clear around our oceans, that our oceans are getting warmer, heat waves are more frequent, the ecosystems are already being impacted in many places, the sea level is rising and rising faster and faster over time, and our oceans are getting more acid, so they're acidifying. And all of those things are significant. Additionally, there's new information coming out about reductions in oxygen levels across our oceans and in some places reductions in nutrient levels as well. And that has really big implications for things like fishery productivity.
So ultimately, in terms of the way that this meeting is organised, leaders have been invited to participate who want to go further on ambitions. Australia isn't there. What's your read of the way Australia is approaching this?
It's largely a political position. At the moment, we've got our Prime Minister over in the US, but not attending the summit, which in a sense is a statement in its own way. And Australia has been consistently being a player within the climate negotiations, but not necessarily a leader in terms of the climate negotiations. Whereas if we go back some time, we very much were in a leadership role.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Pat.
And that's Professor Mark Howden. He's the director of the ANU Climate Change Institute. He's also a vice chair of the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And this is RN Drive 0418-226-576 is our text line. You can also tweet us using the hashtag RN Drive.